Would you believe it? I ran out of rice milk. My favorite drink with coffee, rice milk, a bit of soya. But as luck has it, in my cupboard, I had some oat milk. Because sometimes I varied it, oat milk, rice milk, but always adding a bit of soya so that you could get a bit of foam going, micro bubbles going when frothing on Sylvia. Because obviously, what rice milk and oat milk are lacking is the protein, and it's the protein actually that makes those little micro bubbles, gives you that silky, creamy milk that you can draw with as well and enjoy as a drink. So, I haven't had oat milk for a long time, and I pulled a Red Church espresso blend and I've added this frothed milk now, and I'm just about to try it, see if it tastes any different than it does with rice milk. I'm sure it does. Yeah, it's just sweeter. It's sweeter and it's a bit thicker. Although I didn't put more soya milk in than I do when I mix it with rice milk. But the rice milk is almost like water, whereas the oat milk is a bit thicker and it's got a hint of ever such a faint kind of yellow to it, which doesn't transfer to the cup when it's mixed with the coffee. But when you see it in the frothing jug, and when you pour it into the frothing jug, you can tell that it's just a little bit yellow, tiniest, tiniest bit of yellow. But it's still a very nice drink. Always need about two, three sips to kind of get used to a new taste in your mouth that doesn't kind of shock you because it's different to the previous coffee you've had. So it's always worth taking two, three sips before you really make up your mind whether you like something or not. And you stop kind of comparing it to your last memory, but see it as a fresh experience. And it is very, very nice. The coffee still comes through, which is great. And this Red Church espresso blend from Allpress is just, I think it's become almost my favorite at the moment.